At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The stormy weather uprooting a tree on Union Street in Brownsville that crashed into a car and an Amazon delivery vehicle. Car owner Aaron Williams spoke to CBS2.
I'm hurt because this is the vehicle that we take the children to school, we take them for their swimming lessons, and I know financially at the moment, we don't have the finances to really fix this vehicle.
Well, fortunately, no one was injured. In Linden, New Jersey, a tree fell on a house that was on Academy Terrace, where everybody got out safely. That house, though, was left uninhabitable. We've got Memorial Day events taking place around town today, including the annual ceremony at the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum. That's 10 a.m. It will include a flyover by Navy fighter jets. The 107th Staten Island Memorial Day Parade steps off at noon at Hart Boulevard between Forest and Castleton Avenues. Starting at 11, Brooklyn's 159th Memorial Day Parade that begins on 3rd Avenue and 76th. It will conclude with a ceremony at John Paul Jones Park. That includes a wreath laying and a 21-gun salute. 99-year-old Tuskegee Airman Enoch Woodhouse to speak at today's Memorial Day tribute at Vaughan College in Queens. Mark Whiten heads the Claude B. Govan Tri-State Chapter of Tuskegee Airmen Incorporated.
We have him speaking very forthrightly, and he's a very interesting gentleman. And, you know, when you have 99 years of experience, you come across very directly.
As part of the tribute, a Ford Mustang will be wrapped in red.
They were known by their red tails. The pilots usually in the bombers, who were often white, would look and see this black guy in the pilot's seat, but he'd see those red tails and say, I've heard of these guys. And what I know is that I have a much better chance of getting home because they're flying those planes.
The event's today at 11. The group, by the way, is looking for folks to get involved.
You don't have to be a son of a Tuskegee Airman to be involved in this program. You just have to be somebody who's interested and who wants to help, because we need you. We need your help. We need your support. And we need your interest.
Get more info at nyctai.org. The Israel Day Parade is coming up this Sunday, and former State Assembly member Dov Hyken wants Governor Hochul to call out the National Guard for extra security. Hyken currently runs Americans Against Anti-Semitism.
To help the New York City Police Department, why not have the National Guard throughout the area of Manhattan to create an extra layer of safety? Why would that be a problem? Why take a chance and then regret afterwards? We should have done more. So it's sort of a no-brainer.
The head of the Jewish Community Relations Council of New York, which hosts the parade, says it is working with the NYPD and is not requesting National Guard deployment. Some neighbors band together to rescue some very lucky ducks on Long Island.
The mama duck was outside just quacking up a storm over by, you know, the storm drain. So one of our neighbors walked over and saw the ducklings in the storm drain. That's when he called John, but then he came over and knocked on my door.
That's TJ Kerner from Seaford, who's talking about famed Long Island animal rescuer John DeBacker.
He went and got a couple of crab nets that I had in my backyard, and I bent them down to reach down into the storm drain, and we got them out.
And this is a family of ducks, by the way, who come around all the time.
The mama duck every day comes up on our front lawn, and my wife feeds her every day. So we're very used to having the ducks around all over the place, in the backyard and in the front yard. So seeing the baby ducks, we see them all the time here, and it's just, they're part of basically our family.
After the rescue?
Once we got the last one out, we live on a canal here in Seaford, so we just walked them down to, like, there's a brushy area where we could just, you know, go down, and we put them all back in the water nice and safely and everything.
11 ducks in all, who are all just fine. 49 calls to 311 forcing Brooklyn's oldest lesbian bar to change their plans for what may be their busiest time of the year.
Pride Month is getting quieter at Ginger's in Park Slope after the lesbian bar canceled most of his DJ celebrations over noise complaints.
We always are going to have space, and I'm sorry that you walked into our space, and this space is always going to be here.
Supporters like Allie say spots like Ginger's are more than bars. They're community spaces.
Because it's for safety. You can't walk into every bar and feel like you're home, and when you come to Ginger's, you're home.
Brooklyn Borough President Antonio Reynoso also tweeting the cancellations reflect a larger issue, and supporters like Mariah couldn't agree more.
This is a tradition that they've upheld at this spot for years and years. The community is changing way too much.
The bar says Pride events are still happening. Shanice Archer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Park Slope.
Two teens under arrest for allegedly firing a pellet gun at an MTA bus driver. This was just after 3 p.m. Sunday at 65th Street and Avenue U in Mill Basin, where the driver was hit in the face. The 45-year-old suffered minor injuries. He did refuse medical attention. A 16-year-old and an 18-year-old who's been identified, Jonathan Azulin, are both charged with assault and reckless endangerment. Hey, if your teen is having trouble finding a summer job, join the club. While applications for seasonal work are surging, the folks at Challenger Gray and Christmas say this could turn out to be the toughest summer job market since the federal government started tracking it in 1948. They say this is due to rising inflation and higher fuel prices that are squeezing hotels, restaurants, amusement parks, and other businesses. Here in the city, applications for the Summer Youth Employment Program have already surpassed last year's record of 200,000 for 100,000 openings. What is still available? Lifeguard jobs, which obviously require skills that not everyone has. Sunday's lousy weather was no match for the enthusiasm on the LES.
Even with the rain pouring, the Lower East Side still full of energy for the Louisiana Festival.
The show must go on, rain or shine.
David Soto, a performer, he says even though the neighborhood changed, Puerto Rican culture is still alive.
Just important to celebrate who you are, be yourself, always celebrate, you know, your culture and your heritage.
This festival has been a tradition for almost 40 years. Seven blocks filled with live music, dancing, and of course food. The rain couldn't stop this celebration.
This is us saying, hey, we're not going anywhere. You could keep trying, but we're here. We're going to be here till we can't breathe.
And the party kept going. Shanice Archer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Lower East Side.
New Jersey's governor now asking ICE to let her inside Delaney Hall. The request comes on word of horrible conditions and a hunger strike by migrant detainees. New Jersey Senator Andy Kim went there Sunday.
I talked with a pregnant woman that was not getting the care that she needed. I talked with an 18-year-old high school senior who should be at a school, not in this facility there.
Congressman Rob Menendez also among the demonstrators outside.
But what we need is our Republican colleagues to come in who want to continue to fund ICE. We need our Republican colleagues who spin the administration's narrative to come in and see what's happening inside here and who's inside of here. And we need the American people to understand this is not who we are as a country.
Homeland Security says all detainees are getting three meals a day, clean water, toiletries, etc., and have access to medical care and their lawyers. They also deny there's a hunger strike. That came amid reports that a detainee who helped to organize both the hunger and labor strike was moved to a different facility.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.